It's Native American Day, and Kevin Shortsleeve spoke with one of the leading retellers of Native American stories, tales, and myths, Joseph Bruschak.
You have been listening to a Seneca Indian canoe song as performed by Joseph Bruschak, Native American storyteller, and author of more than 70 books for adults and children. Bruschak is currently working on books on both Geronimo and Pocahontas. I asked him his opinion on recent popular culture images of Geronimo, Squanto, Sacagawea, and Pocahontas.
And the danger is that the images in popular culture are distorted or romanticized. I think that's one reason why I've chosen to write about all of those people, because their own real stories are so much more complex and fascinating and useful if they're told well.
Bruschak has won numerous awards, including the Cherokee Nation Prose Award and the Hope S. Dean Award for Notable Achievement in Children's Literature. I asked him what aspects of Native American literature are important to communicate to our children.
I think that one of the great lessons that we have in our literatures, and actually in our languages and our culture in general, is the lesson of interrelationship, that we are related to and connected to each other, to the natural world, and to all things. European culture has been a culture of separation, separating people from family, from community, and from the natural world. And throughout our stories and our traditions, we're always being reminded how connected we are to each other and how important it is to respect each other and to respect all life.